Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm going to be getting into a number of things before this is over. Sometimes people have a lot of questions. Well, where does the tithe go? I'm going to talk about that. I asked the Lord this years ago. I said, well, Lord, what about this? Who does the tithe belong to? He said, me. Me. And he brought me back to this passage here. And I thought, yep, that's what it said. The tithe is whose? Now, if it's yours, it's not his. If it's mine, it's not his. And see, that's the big question that you got to get settled in your heart. Is the tenth his or yours? Well, the Bible says what? It's his. The tithe belongs to the Lord. It's his. It's holy to him. He went on to say in verse 31, if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof, or 20%. Let me keep reading. Concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth, or the tenth one, shall be holy to the Lord. He'll not search whether it's good or bad, neither change it. If he change it at all, then both it and the change become holy, and it'll not be redeemed. Now, what does that mean? Well, again, their wealth was not in cash. They didn't have checks or checkbooks. They had sheep. They had goats. They had bulls. They had crops. And this, you know, they'd put these sheep up, for instance, in the pen, and then they'd take them out for pasture and that kind of thing, and they'd count them to make sure they didn't lose any overnight or whatever. And one way they counted them, a real popular way, was with their rod. The shepherd had a staff rod. And what they'd do, all the sheep had to come out of this little narrow place, a single file, and so they'd just bump them with that rod. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the Lord's. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
And again, 1, 2, 3. And every tenth one was the Lord's. That's the Lord's sheep. You can't take that sheep to the market and sell it and buy some clothes with it. That is the Lord's sheep. That sheep, or the money it brought, the use of it went to the temple. It went to God's operations of his ministries. Every tenth one. And that's why he said, it doesn't make any difference what kind, if it was the best one, or it wasn't so good, or it was, he said, whatever the rod falls on, and it's number 10, he said, that's mine. He said, if somebody decides on one of these that they want to redeem it, that means buy it back. He said, you've got to add 20% of the value of what it was. So it's the tithe plus 20% of what it was worth, if you want to do anything differently than that. So now you begin to see here, we're going to talk about this later, there's something in the Word called first fruits. And we've already seen some of that. And for years, I mixed first fruits and tithes together, as most people do. Didn't know any difference. I thought, well, the tithe is the first fruit. No, it's not. We're going to talk about that. And you begin to see here, the tithe is what? The tenth. The tenth one. It wasn't necessarily the best animal in the flock, always. Right? See, he said whether it was good or bad. It was number 10. What is the Lord's? The tenth. The tenth belongs to him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Turn with me, why don't you, to Luke, the 20th chapter. Now, one thing that we've touched on, that you'll hear people say, well, you know, tithing, Brother Keith, that was under the law. And we've already talked about that. That's not true. Tithing Abraham was a tither. Jacob was a tither. Jesus was a tither. Did you hear me? And people practiced tithing all the way through. In church history, you can read, after the Bible was completed and many years after, tithing is in history and in books. Tithing is with us today. How could anybody say tithing is done away with? How many of you? Well, I'm not going to say that. There's a bunch of tithers here. Right? And so we are living proof tithing hadn't passed away. Right? We're here. But people say, well, now, Brother Keith, tithing is just in the Old Testament. That's just an Old Testament thing, is tithing. Well, no, Matthew is in the New Testament.
Yes.
And Luke is in the New Testament.
Yes.
And Hebrews
yep.
is in the New Testament.
Yes,
sir. Right?
Yes,
sir. You're there in Luke. I'm moving a little bit too fast. Hold your place in Luke. And go to Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. One of the most substantial passages on tithing in the New Testament is right here in Hebrews 7. Hebrews is in the New Testament, correct?
Yes.
Hebrews 7, verse 1. Well, excuse me. Back up to verse 20 of the previous chapter. He said, the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Who was Melchizedek? We just got through reading it, right? Right there. What happened when we read about Melchizedek? Two major things. Abraham gave him tithes of all, and Melchizedek blessed him. Is that right? Does this have anything to do with us today?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's a type. Who is Melchizedek a type of?
Jesus,
our high priest. What's tithing a type of? Tithing. You hear people say, well, no, now, Brother Keith, you know, nowadays we just offer up spiritual sacrifices to the Lord, not money and giving. Well, we've already talked about spiritual sacrifices. They involve natural things. I've heard people say, well, no, we just offer to the Lord the sacrifice of praise. They did too. Back there then, they had thousands of them that stood up and praised God.
That's right?
Right? Now, see, none of that stuff holds water. Well, no, we're under a new covenant, Brother Keith, you know, and under this new covenant, we don't tithe. I don't quite have that figured. You're telling me that we do less under a better covenant. Does that make sense to you? Or tax season is coming up here pretty soon. What if you make good money? What kind of percentage does the IRS want? How much? Give me some numbers. Huh? I mean, if you're doing pretty good, 33% is not uncommon. Right? 33? And some of the same folks refuse to tithe. Does that mean that we believe more in our natural government than we do the kingdom of God? See, none of this works, does it? But again, the Lord doesn't want you to do it. You don't want to do it. It's a heart thing.
Yes.
There's only one big question here. Does the tenth belong to him?
Yes.
Is it his?
Yes.
Now notice, in Hebrews 7, he said the priest of the Most High God met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave what? A tenth part of all. Are we reading in the New Testament here?
Yes.
Okay. First being by interpretation king of righteousness, after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days, end of life, made like to the Son of God, abides a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi who receive the office of priesthood have commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law out of their brethren, though they come from the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Did you hear that phrase? Receive tithes and blessed him. Say that out loud. Receive tithes and blessed him. How many times have we seen that now? Probably three or four already. Receive tithes and blessed him. Will the Lord receive our tithes and bless us here in 2005? He is the Lord. He changes not. Right?
Praise God.
Getting excited about this. It says, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Here, men that die receive tithes. Now, used to receive tithes? What? In the past, long ago, they received tithes. No, what? Here, now, receive. All present tense. But there, he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Who is Melchizedek a type of? Do we have a great high priest now who's passed into the heavens? Jesus, the Son of God. Will he receive our tithes now and bless us? It's happening. It's happening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Skip down to the 8th chapter for time's sake. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now of the things which we've spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest. Who? Like Melchizedek. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Verse 6, now has he, who? Jesus, obtained a more excellent ministry. Do we have less than what they had under the old covenant? Do we honor God less than they did with our substance and our finances and ability? Are we less blessed than they were? We don't have the blessing of the high priest from the tithe? No, no. Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry than Melchizedek, than all of the Levitical priesthood. And he also is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promises. And we're living in them right now. This is us. Here, now. We got a high priest who receives our tithes and blesses us. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Tithe, the Holy Portion, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102D. That's R1102D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.